It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Josh Tonsager. He's Vice President of Policy Communications with the National Association of Wheat Growers. And Josh, we're going to get a perspective from right there in D.C. this week. Of course, amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a lot of legislation come into play, some resources for our producers. So getting an update on that front this week, let's initially just start by talking about, Josh, some of the stuff that you've seen start to come about since the pandemic really started to hit our producers.
Yeah, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate the time. Of course, as you said, there's been a lot of activity underway over the last couple of months related to response to the coronavirus and to address economic loss and logistical and regulatory issues that farmers have been experiencing. And so Congress has, of course, undertaken a number of pretty significant care packages to provide relief out to individuals, but also there are some specific programs that are available for farmers. One thing that is of particular interest for growers will be USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, CFAP. The department had put out information a couple of weeks ago indicating that they would be making this program available, but they are still in the midst of finalizing the rules and exactly how that program is going to look. We were given some picture of what the program is intended to do and some of the at least initial parameters before it was being finalized, what that would look like. But we're still awaiting those final details on how exactly it will function. In general, what USDA is aiming to do is to provide some coverage of a certain percentage of price loss that was experienced from January until mid-April when this program was first announced. And it's going to be a pretty complicated undertaking to really specifically identify what that price loss was. There's different price series that they can use, and that's certainly still a question that's hanging out there on what exactly the different price at the beginning of the time frame, price at the end of the time frame, what the economic loss was to growers. And so we're still waiting to see what that really finally looks like. Now, USDA has started to put out some information to growers through a specific website about the sort of forms for eligibility that will be required, and farmers can go to farmers.gov /CFAP to get some more information about that.
You mentioned that website, and a great resource for information as they start to work through this, apply, or see if they're eligible for some of this funding. And one of the things I know we've had a lot of outreach or questions about is the timeline for this funding. I think anybody that's involved in agriculture knows a lot of this needs to be sooner rather than later. So what sort of timeline are we looking at for this funding, Josh?
So when USDA was first announcing this program back in mid-April, they had indicated that they wanted to get assistance out to growers by the end of May. Now, over the last week or two, we've been expecting that a final rule could be announced any day. The latest we're hearing is that it could be put out sometime next week. And I think that once they do announce it, they're going to be making the sign-up process available to growers pretty quickly. And so that's why they've been pushing growers to go to this website at farmers.gov to look at the forms that will need to be filled out. For growers that have participated in ARC and PLC, I think a lot of the documentation that they're going to need, they'll have on hand, but they do have more information at that website in order to start to get you thinking about the sort of information that you'll need to present in terms of sales that you've already done on 2019 grain, as well as information about unmarketed grain. I think that some of that information is going to be required when you go in to sign up. And when I say go in, that's a flexible term. You'll have to set up an appointment with your FSA office, since they're not taking in-person appointments, but in many areas, FSA employees are working out of their office just with one person at a time or else teleworking. And then they're also going to try to make this available electronically as well, with the form being available on their website. And So stay tuned for more information. I think that we should hopefully be expecting something to be coming out sometime next week.
Of course, this is a very fluid situation. Things have changed very rapidly even over the last few months, and we continue to see things that will change into the future. There has been some discussion around more funding maybe being available. What have you heard, or what do you see as we look into the future and continue to deal with the impacts of the pandemic?
So there has been quite a bit of discussion looking ahead to address additional needs that will need to be addressed beyond what will be covered within CFAP. There's, of course, been pretty severe impacts specifically to the livestock industry, and that's also had impacts on commodities as well. And so I think that there's going to be some time taken to see what the additional needs are that will need to be addressed beyond what CFAP will cover. There has been some activity already underway on the Hill earlier this week. Congressional Democrats had released a new COVID relief package. It's referred to as the HEROES Act. It includes a section for agriculture support as well. There will be additional assistance of about $16.5 billion provided in that bill. Now, it still remains to be seen what the process will be moving forward. This wasn't negotiated with Republicans or with the Senate or with the White House, but I think it will be viewed as a marker for moving forward for what additional assistance might look like. And so from NOG's perspective, we've been undertaking a continual process to get input from our state associations and from our farmer members, including the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association, which is a great member for us. We've been communicating with them to make sure that we are continually on top of what the impacts are of COVID, as well as what the economic harm that is being experienced by wheat growers, especially as we start to get into wheat harvest, which is already going to be starting up in the southern plains in the next couple of weeks and working its way north. We think that we'll start to get a clearer and clearer picture on what the 2020 crop impact is going to be from COVID.
All right. Thanks so much. Our guest again this week, Josh Tonsager, Vice President of Policy Communications, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.